I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
Want to play You Be the Judge?
You be the judge.
Why don't you judge?
Not me, I judge.
You just judge me. I can't stop judging you. So there's a news story, and if you want to be the judge, we want your help.
You be the judge.
This guy has to go to jail for 15 years for busting his wife cheating on him.
As he should. I know, 15 might be a little over.
I'm going to say this. I get, if knowing this much about the story, I would say yes, because I would assume, when just knowing what you know right now, he caught his wife cheating.
Yep.
He beat the crap out of her, or he beat the crap out of the dude, broke some property, did some damage, and those are crimes. And he has to go away for 15 years.
Yeah.
But none of those things happened.
No.
Not one of those things happened.
Mm-mm.
In fact, this man showed what his lawyer called, did he call him remarkable restraint? He said the lawyer argued in court that the client should have been given a medal because he never physically harmed the cheaters.
Yeah, a lot of guys would have.
And he said the idea of his client getting 15 years in prison is unjust, like being punished twice.
Yeah, that's a little over the top.
So here's what happened. And this is, if you've caught a cheater, or if you want to be judgy right now, we need some judgy people. You be the judge.
You be the judge.
He's a New Jersey florist, and he's got a 38-year-old wife. And she's like, baby, can you watch the kid tonight, our son? Cause I'm going to go out to dinner with some friends.
Yeah.
And as a husband, I've been asked that question. It's like, of course,
yeah.
Go have fun. Have a great time. He must've suspected something though. Because he turned on the Find My iPhone feature.
Now it's on. Here we go.
And, pings her phone.
Yeah.
Can I tell you, I couldn't do that on my wife's phone because I don't know her password.
I was going to say, dude, you are a master at things like this. You cannot do that to your own.
I don't know her password. I don't want to know her password. She has to know my password because I'm the master of
what?
The iTunes account, you know? So if she wants to buy an app, it all comes through. So she has, sometimes your phone says, please re-enter your password. So
okay. That's
under my account, but I don't know her password, but I don't care.
Even after the story?
No, this is why I don't want to know her password.
Okay.
So he like pings her phone. He's like, oh, I've lost, like types it in on the phone and can see her, the exact location of her phone. It's not out to dinner with her friends.
No.
It's at somebody's house.
Yeah.
So he goes to the house, and it's where her boss lives.
Mm-hmm.
The front door was open.
Yep, wide open.
I don't know about wide open, but it wasn't. He didn't break in through a window. This is why I'm mad that he's getting 15 years, because he didn't break in.
Didn't.
The front door was open.
He walked
in. He wasn't given the vampirical permission that you would need, but he walked in.
Hey, the mat said welcome. So, and the door was open.
Oh,
so that's your idiot. You walk on in.
Oh my God.
That's it.
This
what?
Is my favorite thing, because I can see you as the juvenile delinquent Steve. It's like, it said welcome on the mat. Why is crowbar and took your door out? Figured it's just an oversight for you to lock it because you'd left the welcome mat out.
See, I'm the victim here.
I just read.
I did what it said.
I don't understand.
You left
a crowbar in the back of your car that I broke into before.
There is that.
So he goes in, went upstairs, and recorded two short videos.
Two.
Of his wife and her lover.
Yeah, two separate vids.
Dude, I mean, you're not a person who gets emotionally attached to people.
Yeah.
I get in the house and I hear sounds. That's all I need. I don't have to. I can't walk up there and watch that or tape it. I can't.
You can't. You don't need physical, actually see to verify. Or?
If I see it, I'm hurting somebody.
Oh,
I shouldn't see it.
So you're one of those.
I'm
guys.
Already, but I'm not. I'm not. But it's like, what kind of restraint do you have to be able to walk up there recording on your little phone?
I know. quietly, stealth-like, and then make another video, a part two.
Yeah, it's like, stop. No, I didn't get enough. Let me get it from this other angle. Right. It's like, let me get under here. No, this is a better angle. You can see her face. And the other thing is, I just want you to know that when you play, when you do find my iPhone, she obviously was so distracted. It tells you, it's like, somebody's using Find My iPhone.
It lets you know that someone else is trying to locate your phone.
When I lost my phone in a drunken stupor in a trash can near a hot tub recently,
That's
I had to use my computer to track my phone. And like my computer, my iPad, my phone, all was like, somebody signed in to find my iPhone using your ID.
And I got it.
Every Apple device that I own said, somebody's looking in. Okay. So she was obviously throes of passion already.
Got to hear that.
It's like, oh, somebody's texting me. Who cares? Keep going.
Okay. Okay.
He records a couple videos. The wife's boss tried to kick him out of the house. He didn't leave right away.
He wouldn't go.
He didn't hurt anybody, though.
But he wouldn't leave.
He is facing burglary charges for going into the house without permission and taking videos.
Okay. I see trespassing for sure. He was invited in by that welcome mat.
This is the question, though.
He didn't break in, physically break in.
He didn't.
He was trespassing.
But 15 years, dude.
That's a lot. He must have had a previous record or something, because if that's first offense, 15 years.
It doesn't make sense, does it?
It doesn't.
It feels so excessive that.
What did he burgle?
He didn't burgle. He took a video. Shared the video with a couple people.
Oh, yeah. He sent it to her family members. But is that illegal? That's illegal.
Is that the porn shaming or whatever it's called?
Is that what it is? Okay.
I don't know. So,
but that's not part of the charge. It's just burglary and something else.
So his judge is arguing he should not be like treated this way.
Yeah.
We're going to let you guys decide what should happen to this guy.
You be the judge.
Should he fry for this? Should he be given a medal for not breaking a crowbar over that guy's head?
Which a lot of guys would have done.
If you were the judge in this case, tell us what you would do. You be the judge. For me, the restraint he showed from not smashing that dude's plasma TV, I'd have pulled his TV. I wouldn't physically arm him.
On the way out,
but
though,
I'd go cray-cray in the house. You're telling me you don't see me doing that?
I could see you totally
passively
doing
passively, aggressively, just snapping every one of his golf clubs, just whatever his prized possessions are.
I see you being a little bit more maniacal, like dulling his cooking knives or making a little inconvenient. Yes. Ruining his wine, like opening up the cap.
And bring my needle and spoil all of his wine.
I see.
There it is, man. Your Chateau, whatever, Lafitte, Rothschild, starting to oxidize.
I see you.
Ha!
Exactly.
And you'll find out after you get done screwing my wife. Jeez, Steve. I got a better gear than that.
No, but that's thoughtful, maniacal,
thoughtfully maniacal. So we want to know what you would do. You be the judge. Should this guy get 15 years for busting his wife cheating? Lindsay?
Yay.
You be the judge.
Well, first, there is a serial killer that used to go into people's house that left the door unlocked or open, and he would only kill them because it was an open invite.
Dang.
Really?
So
you know what's weird? Is the first person who jumped to that was Steve, so maybe he's the serial killer?
Okay, wait.
Because the first thing you said was, it says welcome on the mat.
It's like, welcome.
It's like an open invite.
Yep.
It is. You're right.
How many people have you killed, Steve?
None.
Good.
None. Yeah.
So for the fact that he didn't go in there and kill them, I think maybe it's a slap on the wrist or a pat on the back for not killing someone like that.
Yeah, but he did commit crimes in that house, though.
By not
leaving.
That's the only crime. And coming in, but it's still.
Yeah, not leaving. And then.
The video, I don't know if that enters into it.
The 15. I don't think it does into this charge. That could be separate. That's federal.
Like whatever.
Well, he didn't put it on the internet or anything. I mean, he had her family, but it's kind of more to just get her back. But it's not like he really did anything.
So you think a slap on the wrist. So if some guy marches into your house while you're
films you.
Yes. Having relations. Yeah. So you're OK.
You want him to just get a slap.
Well, if I'm with his wife, you said a guy. If a chick walks in there and see me, I wouldn't do that, first of all. But I probably would have beat her for coming to my house.
Okay. There you go. Right. Nice.
Thank you for the call. James.
Yai.
Yai. You be the judge.
What's up, y'all? You keep people on hold too long, first off.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Okay, right.
Here we go. Okay, here we go. He could have used that. I'm going to find my iPhone, right? And he could have been like, I was Captain Sable. I was trying to impress my wife, recover her property. I got in there. I thought she's been kidnapped. I don't know this house, so I killed the dude. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
Wow, so you were right.
Oh, my God. That's...
Tried to rescue her from a kidnapper.
Another level. It's like the guy was clearly kidnapping and doing terrible things to her.
So I killed him.
Yeah. So I didn't have a choice.
Wow, Jake.
My wife was being attacked. That's... She was screaming, you know, naked. I killed the dude. I don't know this house.
Dude, that's not bad. Do you have a record, James, at all?
We may need to use you for some freelance work in case other... stuff goes down. Let's get one more judge in here. April?
Hi.
You be the judge.
I think that I was kind of along the same line as the other guy. He should have said that I thought my wife was in distress. I heard all of a sudden her saying, help. I ran into the house, and that's when I found them.
Nice. You guys are good.
It's too late now, though.
I know.
Since he didn't do any of that, and he shot carefully, like, Scorsese'd out light scene videos, what should happen to him now?
He should just get trespassing.
Yeah.
Sending the videos, that's unfortunate, but burglary, I think that's pretty excessive.
What do they call it when you, it's not slut shaming, what do they call it? Revenge porn?
Revenge porn.
So that maybe that's, but I don't know, is that illegal? Is that like, that's illegal? So he should be charged with, that's the one charge.
Maybe separate from this.
That's the only thing I'd charge him with, personally, because.
Was it revenge?
The revenge porn.
Okay.
By sending it to her family and stuff. Look, I would say if that were me and I had whatever it took to shoot the video, I'd shoot it and go, I just needed this in a court of law to prove that you were an unfaithful bee.
Boom.
You already showed the restraint to not beat anybody up.
True.
Now don't send the video and be the bigger man.
Nicely. Look at you.
None of this is real.
Okay.
In real life,
it was just
you. I would
do
all the stuff that Steve said. I'd be ruining his wine and spoiling his shrimp.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.